All right, thanks, Rod. This story caught my attention today. It takes someone, get this now, less than a minute. How about 38 seconds to judge your home? The average person takes just 38 ticks of the clock to judge your home, and they will notice if you vacuum, I don't know, if your windows are dirty and if there's a funny smell.
Okay, really? Because I never notice that stuff. And I mean, I'll notice a smell,
yeah.
But as far as people's floors and who cares?
We've sold some homes, and I know our real estate agents have said, you know, every home has a smell, and that's something you got to really deal with, you know? So
I just don't think you need more anxiety about having people into your home, because so often we're just like, stay away. We don't want to be hospitable anymore. I don't think we need to add more anxiety to can't have people here.
It's different if you're trying to sell a home. You know, obviously, then people are judging it. But
Bake some chocolate chip cookies.
A loaf of bread or, you know, something like that. Yeah. I mean, I just had a friend over the other day for tea, and she came in, and I said, oh, my goodness, leave your shoes on. Don't take your shoes off, because honestly, like, floors just haven't been done in a long time. And she laughed. She says, I never scrub my floors. I said, no. She says, I don't know why I never do that. I said, I know why, because I have better things to do with my time. And we laughed, and we drank tea and had a lovely time.
I walk in and judge people's homes, but here's the thing. If you do have a messy home, it's probably because you have, like you said, other better things to do.
Right.
Maybe you have children that you are raising. Maybe you have a job that you're working. And here's the simple solution. You just get yourself on Etsy, one of those great little signs that says, bless this mess, and you just hang it up right by the door, and then you're good.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Here's the actual list.
Okay,
the things we notice most when visiting a home. Number one is the smell.
Okay, yeah, and I can see that.
Followed by the temperature.
Oh,
I noticed that last night.
Like, it's chillier,
cold in
house,
here.
Judged a lot then.
Whether or not the house has been vacuumed.
Oh.
How comfortable the furniture is.
We have really comfy chairs up front here at the station.
Yeah.
If the washing up is done or not.
I think that means
like
dishes, right?
Yeah.
Just shove them in the oven.
You want to have that taken? Dirty windows. I have to say, I don't really notice that in somebody's house.
Who makes? I'm just wondering, like, what
really
kind of
critical.
People like just come in. Like Mary
somebody
Poppins,
come in
but
a
this is like
Mary
everybody's
Poppins.
Worst fearful mother-in-law or something.
Three more though. I notice the books they own.
Sure.
I'm always interested in that.
It's hard not to notice the books we own because there's just stacks of them everywhere in our house.
I love those stories of great people who said, "I grew up in a home just filled with books." I'm like, good. There's hope for my kids. How well kept the furniture is and the color of the walls. So, somebody does that in 40 seconds?
The discerning eye.
You tilt can your rest nose assured, down a few degrees.
Yeah, right.
You can
goodness.
Rest assured that I would, dare I say, if any of us from the morning show ever come into your homes, that's not what we're going to notice. You know what I notice and judge homes on? On the love that's in them.
On the wall hangings. There we go. The signs they have up in the pictures on the wall. What's going on here on this program? What?
Before you're wondering what in the world is going on with your WIB Wake Up Show. Okay, so this is actually quite fascinating, and Hillary has personal experience with this.
Well, don't we all? Don't we all have personal experience with this?
Let me finish the lead-in.
This is not about giving birth, right?
Well, if this hasn't hooked them, I don't know what would.
So Cintas, maybe you've heard of them before. They supply all sorts of products to businesses. They do something every year where they give an award for the best restroom in the country, which is actually really fascinating because, again, there are certain places, for instance, if I'm on the road, there are certain maybe convenience stores, gas stations that I will stop at because I know they're going to have clean restrooms and other ones that you won't because of a very poor experience before. But this takes restrooms to an entirely new level. The winner of the 2019 America's Best Restroom Contest, the Nashville Zoo.
Nice.
The zoo, there's
wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, their women's restroom is inside Expedition Peru, Trek of the Andean Bear. And it features a floor-to-ceiling glass window. Now, before you're like, what? A floor-to-ceiling glass window that allows the visitors to view cotton-top tamarins with privacy.
Yes.
Now, the men at the zoo weren't ignored. Their restroom facility inside Entry Village in the Nashville Zoo provides a view of the python snake exhibit.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Seeing pythons, while I'm feeling the call of nature, isn't really something that I would really...
Because you're not a snake lover.
No.
So here's the thing. So Caleb starts talking about there's the National Bathroom of the Year. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know about that. How would I know about that? Because this summer when we were in Chicago, we were at the Field Museum. And we just so happened upon the 2011 winner of the Cintas Restroom of the Year.
And that's like a bronze plaque.
Yes, we're there, and there's this big bronze plaque outside. I'll post it on the morning show. Yeah, America's Best Restroom, 2011 winner.
We can talk to the folks at Cintas and build the Cintas Family Bathroom Vacation, where you just travel from the award-winning bathroom.
That's what I was thinking.
From
Chicago to Nashville.
For real, Sanibel, Florida was last year's the Jay and Darling National Wildlife Refuge. That took home the top prize for its wild restrooms that feature tarpon, otter, osprey, and sea turtle sculptures that provide an underwater wildlife illusion.
Yeah, these people, I mean, how do you compete with that, right?
That's amazing.
All right.
I'm just so thrilled that I sat in the glory of the best bathroom of 2011.
Well, I mean, seriously, it's something you'll tell the kids and grandkids about.
I don't remember anything other than the plaque about it.
When grandma was 41.
Oh, I could tell you about one potty experience in particular. Well, it's getting to be that time, hunting season. Of course, the folks have been out. The bow season's been going on.
Yeah. I know I come from a family with multiple hunters. My older brother loves hunting. My dad used to go out fairly often. I've got some younger brothers that I assume probably will, when they get just a little bit older, probably will be going out there as well, too. Me personally, I was just a little bit too much of a wimp and didn't want to be out in the cold. But I see the appeal, absolutely.
I think I've taken out a couple of deer with a car, but that's about it for me.
I once got a deer on opening weekend of bow season.
Really?
With my car.
Oh. I was going to say, I didn't know that.
That was the message I left my dad, my voicemail. Hey, it's opening weekend of bow season. I got a deer.
Again,
I think my car.
The three of us, maybe we could say, man, we admire hunting, haven't necessarily done it ourselves, which is what made this even more impressive, right, Havel?
That's right. Yeah, this is an amazing story out of Minnesota.
An 11-year-old girl in Minnesota, just 11 years old, surprised even her daddy when she bagged an impressive 12-point buck last week. Making the feat even more impressive, it was her first time ever shooting on a hunt.
So that is amazing.
I take that to mean she'd been hunting before, but she never actually let fly before. And so her first time taking a shot, and she bags a 12-pointer at 11 years old.
Yowzas. Good for her.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Earlier, I was impressed. And I don't mean this to be sexist. I was impressed, period, but that it was a female. I didn't notice that part.
Right.
So,
yeah, I don't.
But there's more and more great women hunters all the time.
Absolutely. I don't know that my 69-year-old father has gotten a 12-point buck.
In case we didn't mention, her name is Lily Mickelson. Lily, that's a wonderful name.
Lily.
Yeah, she told Fox 9 there in the cities, it was my first year, my first time going out hunting with me shooting. So she'd gone before as a companion, but not actually being the one to take the shot. So she said, yeah, I was nervous that I'd miss or something. She didn't miss.
Wow.
Way to go, Lily.
Yeah, outstanding. Very cool. I don't know how to transition from this, but let's do it because earlier we were talking about award-winning restrooms. And on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, Sharon chimes in because we asked the question, right? You asked. What are the best public restrooms in Eau Claire? And Sharon says Goodwill in Eau Claire has the best smelling bathroom. Smells like baby powder.
Really?
So, worth checking out.
I don't know if that's
five stars. Would recommend.
The House on the Rock has a really neat restroom. The women's restroom in the House on the Rock is cool. It's displayed.
I really think this needs to be like a summer thing. Like next summer, it's like wherever you're at, let us know where the good bathrooms are.
Glad to be joined on the line by Amanda Parkinson from the Feed My People Food Bank. She's a development specialist over there. Exciting day over there today, huh, Amanda?
Going on, and we are just super excited to share with everybody our new space.
Yeah, you have more than doubled your square footage from 19,000 to 45,000 square feet, and that means big and helpful things for lots of folks.
It does. It really is going to be a shift and change in how we're able to help people better. I mean, we've got all this space. We've got a new cooler so we can have more produce and share that with the community and keep it nice and fresh. And that's just going to be a big, wonderful asset for us.
Amanda, I know that so much of what Feed My People has been doing in recent years is you've seen the need not only to supply food, to rescue food and bring it to those who need it, but also to supply healthy food. And so you talk about the fresh produce drops that you've been doing throughout the summer, and so many times healthy food being a major roadblock for so many people with lower incomes who can't afford not only to get regular groceries, but also some of those healthier and more expensive items. So how does this help Feed My People continue that mission of not only getting food, but getting good, healthy food into the hands of those who need it most?
So over the past few years, we've seen a large shift in the way that we are receiving food in, and we have been receiving more fresh produce, more meat, dairy over the years, and that will help individuals with their healthy needs. More people with low incomes are struggling with their health because they've been eating food that's low quality, and with any disease that they get or illness, they're not able to afford the health care that they need, so they continue to eat poor quality food, and then it just compounds their challenges. So having healthy food for these individuals will give them a new way to support their own health for them and their family.
Amanda Parkinson, development specialist at Feed My People. Very exciting day. They've got their ribbon cutting, I think, what, today at 3 o'clock with the open house, 3 to 4?
Correct.
Yeah.
3 to 4 o'clock, we have our open house. So we're going to have the public, anybody's invited out to join us and tour the new building and get to see what we're doing. We have cake for everyone as well. So very excited.
Very good. Very exciting for you guys. Now, Amanda, that's so interesting what you said about there's been a shift in the food that you've gotten, that it's more of the fresh produce, fresh meats and things. I find that so interesting, and what a blessing that we're able to supply that for people. Now, it seems like, to me at least, it was just yesterday that you guys broke ground on this, but I'm sure this has been in the works for quite some time, yes?
Yes, it has been. Actually, dating back to 10 years ago when we moved into our current location, they started, they had actually purchased the lot adjacent at that time. So if we ever needed to expand, we had the ability to do so. And then over the past few years, there's been, you know, we've looked at our warehouse and our needs and the growing needs in the community and tried to best assess how we could help with that. It's been over a year that we've been fundraising, and we broke ground earlier this summer. I mean, it was just around Memorial Day, and it's already complete. It's just amazing how fast things can move.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Will you be able to get a tour today at the thing? Will you be giving tours at all today?
We will. We'll have tours throughout the event, and so anybody can come through and see what we're doing, get into our new cooler, check out our freezer. It's a pretty amazing space.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. I know we kind of called an audible at the line here, but just wanted to make sure that everyone knows about what's going on with Feed My People. And again, because of this expansion, it's not like you've reached some pinnacle and people don't still have the opportunity to contribute, because now that you have all this space, now we want to fill it up to be able to get good, healthy food into the hands of those who need it. So again, the need has necessitated this expansion, and now we're hoping that our communities continue to come together and support Feed My People in an even bigger, more meaningful way.
Yes, we are so incredibly thankful to our generous community for all the support they're able to give us and all of the ways that they're able to help us get food out to those who need it most. It's just amazing how wonderful our community is, and we're so grateful to everyone.
Thank you, Amanda. Appreciate it. And again, people got the opportunity 3 to 4 o'clock today on the west side of Eau Claire. Feed My People, big celebration of the expansion, the ribbon cutting, and more. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. 9 before 9, WWIB, and real briefly here, but certainly, Caleb, this ties in with our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign.
Right? Yeah, again, we're just starting that out, and so for that duration of that campaign, we're giving you little things that maybe you could give up in your life in order to share with those who have so little in our communities, and Feed My People is doing powerful work, as we've mentioned over and over and over again. A dollar given to Feed My People provides $10 worth of good, nutritious, healthy food through their food rescue program. So we hope you'll join our sponsors and match what they've given once again this year. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.